Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate the feast of Pope St. Pius X. He was Pope from 1903 to 1914. Of all his contributions, one stands out. He encouraged us to go to daily Mass and receive Jesus frequently in the Eucharist. Why? Because people were going to Sunday Mass, but not often receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. It almost seems unbelievable. Why would you go to Mass and not receive Jesus? This is tragic when we recall what Jesus revealed to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in 1673. He showed her his Sacred Heart, burning with love, and said, "I can no longer contain the flames of my love for souls." And he placed her cold heart into his heart of fire, then returned it to her, transformed and ablaze. Then he said, "This is how your heart will be set on fire, by receiving me in the Eucharist." But Jesus also lamented how few come to receive him. And every day he offers himself in the Eucharist to us in Mass. And every day, most ignore him. So he told Margaret Mary that we could console his Sacred Heart simply by receiving him with love, as often as our daily duties allowed. Could you come to one extra Mass this week to love Jesus in return? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It's so amazing how the devil can trick us in such a cunning way to keep us away from the most important thing, receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. Before the reforms of Pius X, many Catholics rarely received communion, sometimes only once a year at Easter. And even if they went to a daily Mass, they wouldn't come and receive the Eucharist. Why? Because people thought they had to be nearly perfect to receive Jesus. And many believed communion was only for the very holy, and they feared being presumptuous or irreverent. So it was a false humility that led to spiritual starvation. But that's not what Jesus taught. He said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." And when we pray the Our Father, we ask, "Give us this day our daily bread." The daily bread refers literally to the Eucharist. God the Father sets the table daily, but how many of his children come to eat? Pope Pius X saw the problem. People focused more on their unworthiness than on the gift that Jesus was offering. And so Pius reminded us, communion is not a reward for the holy or the perfect. It's medicine for the sick. It's food for the journey. We only need to be free of mortal sin in a state of grace and have the desire to love Jesus. So ask yourself, what's keeping you from receiving Jesus more often? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Pope Pius X's motto was, to restore all things in Christ. He knew that only Jesus, not politics, education, or human effort, can truly heal the world. And he looked at the chaos of his time, broken families, confused minds, moral collapse, and he pointed us to the Eucharist. Only Jesus can restore peace, order, and truth, because he alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick. I did not come to call the virtuous, but sinners. Let's face it, I am broken, and so are you. And we need the kind of healing only Jesus can give. So how about this for a resolution? Come to one extra daily Mass this week. Just 30 minutes. And what are the benefits? Well, we worship and thank God in the greatest way, which we owe Him, and we receive God, the goal of life. And it's the greatest way to console the heart of Jesus for all the indifference He receives. And we receive the food our souls need to keep us from starving to death, and it forgives our venial daily sins. And if that wasn't enough, the Mass is the most powerful intercessory prayer and sacrifice you can offer for the conversion of your loved ones. It's quite frankly the most powerful and greatest thing you can do for their conversion. And if you want healing in your life or conversion for your loved ones, come to one extra Mass this week. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Pope Pius X once asked a group of cardinals, "What do we need most to save society?" "More Catholic schools," said one. "More churches," said another. "More priests," offered a third. The Pope shook his head. "No, what we need most is a group of lay people, virtuous, enlightened, resolute, and truly apostolic." The Pope was right. What the world needs is an army of lay people who are consecrated to Mary, receiving Jesus in the Eucharist and confession frequently, committed to daily meditation, and who take action to help their loved ones to heaven by prayer and sacrifice, by building a bridge of friendship with them and inviting them to prayer, especially in the Rosary. And that's you. You are the army that Pius X envisioned. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Pius X is reported to having said, if there were 1 million families praying the rosary every day, the entire world would be saved. Well then, why don't we do that? Now, many of you already pray the rosary with others. Keep going. But if not, why not begin this week? Satan does everything he can because he knows how powerful it is to keep us away from the Eucharist and praying the rosary with others. But Pius X is giving us the game plan. Let's go to one extra Mass this week, and then let's spread the rosary and invite others to pray with us. Share this podcast with someone. Invite one other person to pray the rosary with you today. Tell your family that you have an ardent desire to pray the rosary with them once a week and ask them, will you help me with this? This is how we console the heart of Jesus and restore all things in Christ. You can do it. Just invite and start. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what one thing jumped out at you from this meditation, Teresa?
I am someone who really, really struggles with perfectionism and paralysis from perfectionism. If I can't make something perfect, I'm just not going to do it, and I'll get really frustrated. And I completely understand where people were coming from when they were like, well, I'll just never be good enough. And it's such a perfect statement to just say it actually takes humility to say I am imperfect and I'm going, which is different from going in a state of mortal sin. We have confession for that. But I think I have the tendency to not do anything until it's perfect, or waiting until everything is perfect. Or we don't go to confession until we've really conquered that sin, which you're not going to conquer that sin if you're not going to confession. I mean, rightfully so, we're afraid that I'm going to confess something and I know that I'm just going to fall into it again. But that's all the more reason to go and confess it. And it really is helpful in that way. But just waiting for things to be perfect is really a great big denial of entropy. It's just not going to work out. So I related to that a lot. I think I tend to wait, and you've just got to jump on it, even when it's going to be a long time before you actually get there.
Yeah.
Got to get started.
Yeah.
What struck you?
Something similar, that I think Satan wants to get us so focused on our brokenness, the brokenness of the people around us, just how difficult it is, our weakness, because Satan just wants to discourage us to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two things. Just go in your brokenness and receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and just keep doing it, because he'll heal you.
Yeah.
And despite all of my annoyances, all my personality flaws, and all those around us, let's just keep building the bridge of friendship and inviting one another to pray the rosary together. Let's just accept it. How about if we just accept it? We're all a mess. Okay, we're all a mess. Will you pray the rosary with me? And just go forward.
That's what we've been doing.
What are you saying?
Well, we're still a mess.
What are you saying?
We're still definitely a mess.
You know what I really
want?
But
we're also praying the rosary.
You know what I really want? A million rosary groups.
A million messy rosary groups.
I want a million messy rosary groups.
And that's okay. If you don't meet all the time, and if it's not always the same people, and sometimes you pray and you're super focused and it's super quiet and you have the most incredible reflections, and sometimes the kids are screaming and there's cereal over the floor and it's just chaos, it's still a rosary group.
That's right. Yeah.
But you can't wait for perfect.
Let's do it. Let's create a million rosary groups. Why not?
Why not, and why not now?
And why not us? Well, thanks for praying with my brokenness. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.